Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, July the 3rd, 2008. All the geek without the wait on a big three-day geeky holiday weekend, Billy Flynn.
There's fireworks coming, baby.
Oh, baby, yeah. That's what I always say to the ladies. That's right. Victor's into his house. There's fireworks coming. And then they declared a independence.
Oh, well.
Ain't that crazy?
Hey, sis is doing it for themselves.
That just ain't right.
Nothing going on but the rent.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. What are we doing? Oh, we got
a show. Yeah.
Crapola.
I know
you're
being distracted by all the construction noises outside.
I know. Jeez, I hate that. We got, I don't even know what it is out there, but somebody's
they're doing
digging
road work.
Drilling
right there.
Right outside the damn window, but
and
it's
all
right.
You can hear it all. It's fantastic.
It's fine. Yeah. It's Thursday. It feels like a Friday here in the office, but it's a Thursday. That means we'll talk patio books in addition to our geeky news goodness, our mailbag, all that good stuff. Mr. Billy Flynn.
Shut up. You're interrupting my inner monologue.
Oh, no. Well, at least you have one, sir. At least you have one. I have no internal monologue and get in trouble because of it. I am the vicar.
Phone's for you. I think it's the devil.
Oh, dude. Well, especially after having officially dropped the first F-bomb of GRD on yesterday's show.
You
That's
did.
True. Nobody's mentioned it on the forums.
I don't
so
think anyone
fine.
Noticed it.
No, probably not. It was
forums?
It was very quiet. Oh, you know what?
Huh?
Yeah, we should mention that we have forums.
Oh, where people can talk and chat and stuff.
Out on the intertubes.
Ooh,
out there.
That's crazy.
That's right, on that worldwide spider web thing. It's at geekradiodaily.com.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
/forums. There's groovy stuff going on over there, and you people need to be involved. So anyway, here we go. Television.
Sure.
How?
I thought you were going somewhere
Let's
else.
Do it. Over on Fox.
Excuse me.
Two of the 14 remaining dancers on So You Think You Can Dance? Go home. Goodbye.
Blah.
They're gone. One group, the group One Republic.
Ah, yes.
Will perform their single Say on the show tonight.
Oh.
I don't know this song.
I don't think I know that one either. It's got to be the new one. We're playing Stop and Stare
it
right
must
now.
Be
what
brand
the hell
new.
Do I
we
know?
We just started playing Stop and Stare
exactly.
like a month ago.
I know.
Anyway, that's on Fox.
Tonight on CBS, it's your favorite summer show, Swingtown.
Ooh, you know why? Because if there's a fee involved,
there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
Yeah, tonight Susan defies Bruce to attend a free speech fundraiser. That's right, Bruce, take that.
The Bruce?
Maybe.
From our show?
Well, it's Swingtown.
From GRD Weekly?
It's entirely possible.
Huh. All right, let's see. What else
I haven't seen it.
On?
I have to check.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it either.
Good.
Over on AMC, American Movie Classics.
Yes.
It's a house double feature, sir.
Oh, house party?
Roadhouse.
Oh.
Followed by Animal House.
Sweet!
Now, you know how cool it would have been if you had House Party in there, too?
But not House Party 2.
Dude, Kid, Play, Bluto, and Patrick Swayze.
That would have been
awesome.
Fantastic. Tonight on NBC, we get down to the top 12 comedy acts on Last Comic Standing.
That's exciting.
It is.
I'm excited about that.
You look excited.
Over on History Channel from 1993, it's Tombstone.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell,
it's a good
Val
movie.
Kilmer, they're wearing funny hats and dusters. It's all good.
You know what else is all good for you tonight, sir? Tonight
no, sir, I don't.
Entertainment Television, the true Hollywood story investigates Hot for Student. It's teacher-student affairs, which I bet's going to be, you know, the hot teacher ladies and not the creepy guys.
Now, why do you say that? You don't think that America wants to see the mouth breather
I don't think
you know,
Entertainment Television
school?
Would devote 2 hours to creepy guys hitting on hot lady underage girls.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. Because Van Halen sang about it, sir.
They did.
Yes, they did. All right.
Hot for teacher.
Let's see. Oh, Bravo tonight
Bravo.
Is showing Kathy Griffin's Life on the D-List, like four of them back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, sweet,
and she's
sweet,
funny
sweet.
And hot. I like her.
She is. I do enjoy some Kathy Griffin. Tonight on Spike TV, it's Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, followed by TNA Impact Wrestling.
Yes! That's the combo that we're talking about, kids. Late night talk shows tonight over on Jimmy Kimmel. Not only can you look at Charlize Theron, but you can listen to Guillermo Toro.
Billy the Bull.
Billy the Bull's going to be on.
Billy the Bull's going to be on.
There
fantastic.
It is.
Tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, it is, of course, your marathon of Twilight Zone episodes.
Ooh, in crazy. Which a man will talk to you in a monotone voice, holding a cigarette and creeping you out with things you never thought possible.
That's what happens.
In the Twilight Zone.
On the Twilight Zone.
Exactly. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, I'm flipping it on over to that there Hallmark channel.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes. Card.
Well, let's see. Tonight, sir, a tempestuous cattle drive
goes
across 1,000 dangerous miles of Texas landscapes. It's the 1988 remake of a John Wayne film. It's James Arness and Bruce Boxleitner in Red River. Now, that's a cast, sir.
They wish they could quit each other.
They kind of do. I bet they
saying?
Do. They're, you know, it's very...
This is quite homoerotic.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right. Well, there's your TV pages, kiddies.
See?
Let's jump on into the...
Listen up!
It's time for mail call.
GRD mailbag. You it's like all right. That? It's big enough for two. We can spoon.
Ooh.
Hey, okay. I accidentally stumbled across your site and podcast somehow. Just want to say you guys are hilarious.
Oh, huh? Thank you. Huh?
And you were the first podcast I've ever subscribed to.
I am so glad I could be your first.
It's that good. Keep up the awesome work. JB.
JB?
Billy Flynn.
Jack Black?
You busted Jack Black's podcast
chair. Nice!
You did it. You did that, sir.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we got a nice long message from Uncle Thorson here. It says, so, I rented the Cloverfield DVD the other day and was watching the alleged special feature when J.J. Abrams comments on something and I go, the hell? I may be, or rather, I most definitely am, completely ignorant of the who's and what's of show business types, but a man with that name does not look like that. He is 6'4" and has a beard and hair only slightly shorter, and he wears flannel shirts and boots big enough to drown horses in. Hmm. Seriously, JJ, like Burt Reynolds' character in Cannonball Run, and Abrams, like in M1 Battletank, how much more masculine a name can you have? The director in question looks like a hairdresser.
Oh, damn!
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's not gay.
And that's just not appropriate with such a testosterone-soaked name. I like his work. Testosterone-soaked name.
This is quite homoerotic.
No.
I like his work. Cloverfield was the most fun I've had in years, but the thought of that it might have been the work of some kind of wild man of the woods made it a lot better. Lots of manly hugs. A slightly heartbroken Uncle Thorson.
Okay. I'm not gay.
I'm sorry you're disappointed, but I've seen J.J. Abrams interviewed a few times, and he's just a regular dude.
He's just
not a
guy.
Lumberjack.
But he's okay. He sleeps all night, and he works all day.
He works all day, but he's, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
He just does it with stuff.
Finally, dudes, your first cell email. Yeah, anyway, like Jabba, I forgot why I mailed. Later. Carl on the forums.
Oh, cell email, so he sent it from his
presumably,
from his phone.
So.
Oh, that wacky technology.
Yeah, that's nutty.
To do stuff like that, he must be a
wizard!
I do like that. All right, if you want to send us mail, we would love to read it
Please.
To you, to our tens of thousands of screaming fans worldwide as they tear off their brassieres and cast them at us.
Wow. Really?
In my head, that's what happens, all
okay.
right?
All right.
It is Thursday. That means we got patio books coming up. Also, your news of the geeky on the way this here Thursday, July 3rd, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello. This is Johannes Gainsfleisch zu Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was thepodiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, July the 3rd, 2008. Independence Day Eve, yo!
Put out your stockings, get some fireworks in them.
What's up, fool?
Get some bottle rockets in your stocking.
Billy Flynn and the Vicar bringing you all the geek without the wait for this here Thursday, and Thursday means patio books!
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, here's your free audio fiction recap of the week. From patiobooks.com. Patio Books welcomes Tiara Fey. No, not Tina Fey.
I keep seeing Tina Fey every time.
Tiara Fey to her site, to the site, with her book Chase Around the World,
and
the first
ever
romantic fiction title.
Oh.
Presented on Patio Books.
Oh.
So that's cool. Chase Around the World takes you on a wild ride alongside Emerald Harrison, an Australian beauty, who, after meeting the French-accented, intriguing, and adventurous Ace Black.
Hello, my name is Ace Black.
Wakes up to realize her life that she has worked so hard for. Holds no interest for her anymore.
Not when she can have the Ace Black.
Ace Black! So there you go. Also this week, marking the 100th anniversary of the Tunguska. How do you say that, Flynn?
I believe that is Tunguska.
Tunguska event. A huge explosion in Siberia that's puzzled scientists and pseudoscientists for years.
Oh, don't be calling me out.
To mark the occasion, they're releasing Dr. Jack's Soapbox Seminars, series of lectures proffered to explain and discuss the event. What if the cataclysmic Tunguska explosion of 1908 was caused not by a meteor or comet, but a microscopic black hole? Well,
very
like
possible.
As not, you already know that story, the one told by Bill DeSmet in his award-winning novel podcast Singularity. What you may not know, though, is the story behind that story, so that's there as well. Dr. Jack's Soapbox Seminars this week, along with Chase Around the World,
you know,
new one.
Dr. Jack's Soapbox Derby? Also.
Oh, also good. Yeah. Podio Books. Join the Podio Books bandwagon. It's easy, free, and awesome. When you finish listening to today's Geek Radio Daily, take your attention and your twitchy little fingers over to podiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
It's the only point of view we have. GamingReport.com says that in August of this year, Sony Online, in conjunction with LucasArts, is going to bring out the Star Wars Galaxies trading card game. Yep, your chance to try out the Star Wars Galaxies game at San Diego Comic-Con, July 24th. Little advance preview there, then at Gen Con Indy as well. More information, you can check out the website and such. We're going to have that right there in the show notes.
Yes, indeed, sir. So Dabble Brothers Publishing announced that they're adapting Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time to comic book format.
Oh, really? Okay.
The first issue scheduled for release of December of this year. Of course, Wheel of Time began in 1990. We've had 10 volumes since then, and it's ever going on, and it looks like now it's going to be going on in comic book form.
It is the book that never ends. It just goes on and on. All right, stop it before we can't. All right, from IGN, when Clark Kent goes missing, who are you going to call? The Justice League, of course. According to TV Guide, Smallville's eighth season will feature the return of the Justice League, their own Justice League, anyway.
Okay.
I'll begin with a follow-up of the season 7 finale when Clark went missing. Green Arrow is back. Also, other guys from the team. Plus, Martian Manhunter and Black Canary.
Oh.
Even though they weren't on the team before, now they are.
Sweet, putting them all together.
Yep.
So, sir, one of the biggest operas currently making a buzz in Paris is based on David Cronenberg's 1986 film The Fly.
Oh, I get it.
You
see what you did there.
In fact,
is clever.
David Cronenberg is like, he's directing it. Howard Shore has done the music for it.
Okay, I like Howard Shore.
It's supposed to be creepy and funny at the same time.
Yeah.
And right now in Paris, they're loving it. So who knows? Maybe we'll see The Fly, the opera.
In
the movie theater.
Well, listen, how would you like to have been the first guy who said, hey, let's make a musical out of Les Mis?
Hey!
Well, for that matter,
about?
The guy back however many years ago, he said, you know, Pygmalion would make a good romantic comedy musical.
I believe
musical.
It would. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
From Dark Horizons, Dark Horse Entertainment turning The Goon into a CG animated film.
Sweet.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Eric Powell comic book The Goon. They'll have paranormal and comedic edges to them, just like the comic books do. They've been publishing the book since 2003. No studio yet attached, but Dark Horse has a first look deal with Universal.
Fantastic. So Microsoft has decided to now, instead of you paying, like, what is it, $300 for Microsoft Office,
crazy,
whatever it is.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
nutty.
No. Well, now, thanks to all the open source software out there, Microsoft realizes they have to change their plan. So
amazing.
Now, Office will cost you $70 a year, which is good for, like, two computers, and will automatically do updates and everything. So instead of having to buy this and then go buy all of your updates, for $70 a year, you'll be completely up to date with Office on Microsoft.
Special Anton.
Or you could just go, get a Mac.
Yeah. All right. Or you can...
Special Anton.
Yeah. Special Anton. All right. Any cool news reports when Fritz Lang's Metropolis was released in 1927, the original only played in Germany and very briefly and then was whittled down for other releases. Some estimates suggest nearly a quarter of the original film has been lost. Now comes word the original full-length edit of Metropolis has been found.
Thank you, God!
In Buenos Aires.
Yeah, right?
Of all places, okay?
Well, sometimes you gotta have a getaway.
Reports place Metropolis' original running time at around 210 minutes, which is quite a bit longer than the 118-minute one that we've seen. The reintegration of so much material could profoundly impact the film's tempo, cohesion, and occasionally even meaning. Keep your eyes open for that, because I'm sure there'll be more news about that.
Hell yes.
All right. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Review us while you're there. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. And don't miss GRD Weekly. Remember, kids, no show tomorrow for the 4th of July. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store over at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
We're on double secret probation, whatever that is. We can't afford to have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!